Hello, and welcome to episode number 66 of the weekly Google Cloud Platform podcast. I am Francesc Apoy, and I'm here with my colleague, Mark Mandel. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Francesc. I realize we still have the same intro where we say it's the weekly Google Cloud Platform podcast.
But it's a daily. Like, the daily Google Cloud Platform podcast, indeed.
Indeed. But soon we'll back to weekly, thank God.
Oh, yes. This is the third episode in a row. We've released one on day one of Google Cloud Next, then day two. This is on day three, but we're going to be covering everything that happened during day two. Which was a lot. Yeah. Pretty intense day. We're about to finish. We're here on the ground floor. So if you listen to this episode, come say hi later.
Yeah.
And we have an interview with a bunch of interviews with some of Google partners.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to a variety of partners that we've literally plucked from the show floor to come to talk to us about what they provide on top of our services, but also like how they use our services and like what they're excited about for here at Next.
Most of them came to be interviewed voluntarily.
Yes.
Some of them. but yeah, we're going to have a bunch of them. But before that, I thought that it was, there's been so many announcements that I think we should mention, our favorites.
Yeah, so I'll go first. Why not? So if you remember back in a previous episode, we had a question of the week where we actually went through and said all the things that you could use for free on Google Cloud Platform. So now there's actually, first of all, a dedicated page you can go to, cloud.google.com/free.
Nice.
And it lists out all the free tiers that we have that are available. Some of them are new, some of them are old.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that you can see what it is you're able to use for free on the platform. Now, that's not the only thing, which is cool. So before, if you come in for free trial, it was $300 or 60 days. Quite often, you normally hit the 60 days well before you hit the $300.
Yeah. Unless you're doing like really cool stuff,
which
is fun.
Which is fine too. But now it's $300 or 12 months.
Nice. That is very good.
Yeah. So you have a whole year to basically use Google Cloud Platform with that $300. If you're doing like smaller stuff or dev stuff, right, you've got a whole bunch of time there to get started and have a play.
That is pretty amazing.
What about you? What's your favorite thing?
I'm going to say that my favorite thing also, not necessarily for me because I've never used Postgres, but for so many people that have asked this question before is that we do now support PostgreSQL on as a managed database on Cloud SQL.
Cool.
Which is amazing. I mean, it is simple.
Yeah.
But basically now you can create a managed instance. So you get all the cool things about being managed. It will not go down. We manage updates, we manage security, we manage patches, we manage all the things. So you just need to take care about your data, really. So that is pretty amazing. Very excited about lots of people that have been asking it for quite a while. So we finally have it and very happy with that.
Cool. So why don't we go off and chat with our friends at Tableau and get started?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Joining us on the Moscone floor, we are joined today by Martin Sleeman from Tableau. Martin, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Before we talk about what like Tableau and partners and all that good stuff, tell us a little bit about who you are. What do you do at Tableau?
Sure. My name is Martin, and I'm a Tableau product manager for Tableau. I worry about connectivity, so I'm really interested in all different types of data sources, especially Google ones.
Cool. Nice. So the only thing I know is that one of the data sources is BigQuery, and that Felipe Hoffa, one of our teammates, does really cool stuff with it. But could you tell us a little bit more, what can you do with Tableau, given a BigQuery data source, for instance?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot with Google BigQuery. We've been integrated with it for a long time. It allows you to really see and understand your data. So you can do all sorts of great stuff. We have a demo that we're going to show this week that using some of that public New York taxi data, which can show people about like what time are people getting picked up the most, where are they being picked up, how many of these disputes are happening, and where are those disputes occurring, or when are those disputes occurring. So it's really kind of cool to be able to see this huge data set, actually be able to understand and get some insights into it just by looking at some great visualizations that we can do.
Nice. And you have a booth here today. Is there that demo? Is it going to be there, or are you actually having a session? Are you speaking at the conference here?
Yeah, great question. We both have a booth, and at the booth, you can actually see the NYC taxi demo, which will be great, lots of fun. Also on Thursday, Vady, one of my comrades, will be actually giving a presentation with Tim Swast from Google itself.
Yep.
It's called Visualizing Big Data on Google Cloud. So we'll be part of that, which will be great.
Sweet. So if you're not physically here, check out that recording. That should be really good. What are you demoing like BigQuery and Tableau or Tableau and other things? What are you actually showing there?
We'll be showing just the general integration, but we'll be focused on Google BigQuery.
Nice. And other than that session, what other sessions are you excited about?
I'm actually excited about some of the other sort of big data sessions and also sort of how to actually, I remember seeing one about migrating data into Google BigQuery, which I was really excited about. And I'm also kind of interested about the machine learning stuff, because I know you guys have been doing a lot and investing a lot into machine learning, and we'd love to see how that's going to work out.
Curious about it. Today we had day one keynote, and there was at the end a lot of machine learning going on. Could you have a comment on it? Did you watch the keynote?
Yeah, I saw the keynote. It was really cool. The best part of that, I thought, was when she showed the ability for them to understand video now. And so she put in a search term basically saying beaches, right? And so it searched through all of the video and it found you just the clips of beaches, which I thought was fantastic.
That is pretty amazing.
So that was Sarah, and she's one of our teammates, and she's amazing.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was great.
That was a great demo, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Martin, thanks so much for coming and joining us and doing a little interview with us. And I hope you have a really great Cloud Next.
Hey, thanks very much. It's been great.
Thanks again, Martin, for joining us from Tableau. Super interesting conversation. Visualizations are always hugely, hugely important. When,
they're
like,
really cool.
Trying to explain data.
Yeah, big data without visualizations is not really big data. You want to be able to extract things and show them to people so they can understand them very easily. So yeah. Tableau, perfect tool for that.
So next up, we have Ed from Fastly talking about really cool stuff around CDNs and like basically trying to get information to people as fast as possible.
Very fastly.
Very fastly. Nice, I like it.
So next in Cloud Next, we have Ed Bender from Fastly. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
So, very good. Very excited about everything that is going on. And also, I want to learn more about Fastly. But why don't you tell us first about what do you do at Fastly, and then we'll talk about what Fastly does.
Sounds great. So I'm on our strategic partnerships team. We work with a lot of cloud companies, as well as infrastructure as a service ecosystem members. We work globally. We've got customers all over the world. And it's kind of our job to make sure that we're doing the right things with the major origin cloud providers in the world.
Nice.
Cool. So you work for Fastly. What does Fastly do?
Fastly is an edge network. It does edge delivery, edge defense, edge data streaming, edge compute. Traditionally, these were known as CDNs, and the space has evolved quite a bit to be handling a lot of more interesting workloads at the edge. So, you know, we run the gamut of streaming media, protecting sites, and delivering dynamic assets.
Cool. And I know that Fastly and Google Cloud Platform are pre-related. Could you tell us a little bit more about that relationship?
Sure. We've been a part of the Google Next conference series for 3 years since the first one. And we've taken that globally from Tokyo to Paris, New York, and so on. Our relationship with Google originated when we had a large customer leaving a legacy CDN who needed a place to store their assets. We quickly identified Google as being the preferred partner for a storage solution. And since then, it's evolved into handling a number of integrations, both from a network standpoint, a product standpoint, and a go-to-market.
And I think you're talking about specifically those topics during one of the sessions tomorrow, right?
That's right. Our CEO is speaking tomorrow morning as part of the storage track. It's at 11:20 a.m. in room 2010. His name's Artur Bergman, and it's alongside the wonderful product manager, Kirill Tropin.
Nice.
Cool. So yeah, if you're not here, obviously you can get the recording. But while you're here, are you excited about any announcements that have come up today or maybe any sessions that are coming up in the next few days?
I got to say, I'm most excited, at least at first glance, by the sheer volume of this Next. There's so many people here.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to kind of ride alongside Google for this whole past few years as cloud has become a larger and larger part of the business.
We're definitely growing, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's Moscone, right? We're not messing around. It's good.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Ed, for taking the time to talk to us. And have a great Next.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
So yeah, thanks, Ed, for such an interesting conversation. Lots of cool stuff going on at Fastly. And next up, we have Jonathan Lieberman from Itopia. And I gotta say that when we started talking to him, I had no idea what they did. And it is a very cool thing.
It is a very cool thing.
Yeah, so they basically manage workspaces, mostly like Windows workspaces. So you can imagine like at the office space.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine all of those workspaces being migrated to the cloud.
Yeah.
And they run on Google Cloud Platform. So let's talk to Jonathan Lieberman.
So we're joined today by Jonathan Lieberman from Itopia, a technology partner with Google Cloud Platform. Before we get into Itopia and what it's all about, Jonathan, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at Itopia?
Great, thank you. So thank you for having me. And I'm the CEO and co-founder of Itopia, and we're really excited to be here at Google Next 17, where we just rolled out and announced our partnership with Google, and we're really excited to be here.
So yeah, why don't you tell us a little about what Itopia does? What's the whole thing with Itopia?
So we built a technology stack for IT service providers to make it super easy for them to move Windows workspaces into the Google Cloud.
Okay, so I'm a company, maybe I have like a million desktops or something like that.
Right.
And then I want to like consolidate my resources somehow. Is that kind of the deal?
Right. So that's a great use case. And essentially what happens is that you're facing end of life on your server infrastructure. You're evaluating your options. Are you going to buy, you know, and build something new, or are you going to move into a cloud? And we're here to help you move into the Google Cloud and essentially lift and shift everything that you have into the Google Cloud, including your servers, your desktops, applications, data, everything that you have right now running your company.
Cool. So when you're saying that you're moving the desktops and the workspaces, does that mean that once you're an employee of a company using Itopia, whenever you log in, you're actually using some remote desktop that is running on our cloud? Or how does that exactly work?
That's exactly how it happens. So once we've migrated the user into the cloud, they'll access their desktop when they from any device, anywhere, anytime, through an icon. It might be a remote desktop. Services could be something else, and it's a remote user experience. The user clicks on the icon, and they're now on their desktop running their software and processing and storage through the Google Cloud.
So, okay, I'll ask the question. Why did you choose Google Cloud?
For us, it came down to three choices. First of all, we looked at everything in the market. And at the end of the day, Google stood tallest when it came to performance, price, and your technology. You know, from a performance standpoint, we recognize and understand that you use that your Google Cloud is the same thing that runs G Suite, that runs your search, that runs your Maps, everything. The lowest latency in the market, and for our service, you need a low latency. And so, having data centers throughout the world is a very key differentiator that we looked at. From a price point of view, you bill down to the minute compared with the others that bill on an hourly basis. And then from a technology point of view, everything that you're doing from machine learning to AI to everything else was also very important to us as we want to deliver the most innovative services to our customers.
Cool. So what does it entail to be a partner with Google Cloud?
So we went through a very extreme vetting process, and you all looked at our technology. We connected with the team that handles the types of use cases and the types of things that we do. We worked with your engineers. They kicked the tires, and at the end of the day, they came back with thumbs up and invited us to be part of your program.
Cool. So what does it mean now? What are the kind of advantages that you get as a partner?
So we get to join your ecosystem of partners from your G Suite ecosystem to your Chromebooks and education, and in some cases even large enterprises that are need help and a technology stack to move their clients into the cloud. And that's why we're so excited, because they can partner with us to do that.
Fantastic. All right, so we're here at Cloud Next, though. Like, what are you excited about? What are you hearing about? Like, are there sessions you're going to that you think are going to be really cool? What's awesome for you?
A little bit of everything. Enjoyed the keynotes this morning, the Diane Greene. And just sat through the fireside chat with Vince Cerf and
nice.
Mark Andreessen.
Cool.
And that was super interesting. And then also walking the show floor, we've been able to connect with some of your premier partners. We intend to be one of them next year. So I got to hear some anecdotes about how to do that, and really just being here, able to network with with people that can use our technology has been super.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking your time out of, I'm guessing, a very busy schedule here at Next. It's been really great having you come and join us in the podcast booth, and I hope you have a great Next.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So cool. I know you and I don't do a lot with Windows, but huge numbers of people clearly do. So thanks to Jonathan for coming on the podcast and having a quick chat about Itopia. Finally, last but definitely not least, we have James Williams from Udacity talking about Udacity, Google Cloud. We've talked it about a bunch of times, but still really interesting, especially if you want to learn more about Google Cloud.
And I'm very happy to have James on the podcast for two reasons. One is I love Udacity. They're really, really good. And second, he's a good friend of mine. So let's talk to James.
Sounds good.
So I'm very happy to welcome today to the podcast one of my dear friends, James Williams from Udacity. Hello, James. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good.
You got dear friend. I don't get dear friend.
You just colleague. You should be happy with colleague at this point. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at Udacity?
All right. I am a Android curriculum lead at Udacity. So I kind of shape and guide the decisions about what we should cover and how we should cover and stuff like that. But I've also done some web courses with Udacity. Like there was a web tooling course that I did with Paul Bakas.
Nice. So if people don't know what Udacity is, what is Udacity?
Udacity is a online education company. We have lots of free and awesome courses. We have a credential called a nano degree that allows people to take courses, get project reviews, mentor feedback, and things like that. And we have lots of free courses with Google. So,
do you have some courses that you'd like to highlight, especially related to cloud?
There is a Kubernetes course with two dudes who I can't
remember. Carter Morgan. Cassie Hightower and Carter Morgan. Yep. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the really dapper dressing dudes.
Yeah. That's them.
So, yeah, that's probably the most related to cloud.
Cool. So, since you're here visiting CloudNext, what is the most exciting session for you out of the next 3 days?
So, do I have to say your session?
No, you don't.
That is totally fine.
Everyone has been saying Francesc's session. You say my session. It's very different. It's fine.
So I would say, like, it's always fun to see, you know, your friends present. So I'm going to check out Francesc's session. Probably also Groovy product lead, Guillaume LaForge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check out his session as well and try and get to some of the stuff on App Engine and Google Cloud Engine.
Great.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at our little podcast space at the floor of Moscone.
CloudNext, Moscone West.
Yeah. Again, thank you for taking the time.
Yep. Have a good CloudNext.
No worries. Thanks. You guys too.
So thanks again. Thanks so much to James Williams from Udacity for taking the time to talk a little bit about what they're up to in Udacity. There's a lot of things to check out from Udacity. As we said, it was a very, very good Kubernetes course with our friends Kelsey Hightower and Carter Morgan.
Yep.
But on top of that, there's so many other things to check out.
Oh my God, so many things to check out in Udacity.
So as we said yesterday, we had an episode where we interviewed a bunch of really cool people. One of them, Claire, she calls herself
the Tsar of
Codelabs.
Yeah.
And she mentioned all of those code labs are online. So go check yesterday's episode for a link to those code labs.
Yep.
And on top of that, there's so many announcements.
Yeah. So make sure hop online. A lot of the videos are on YouTube right now.
Actually, yeah. By the time this episode comes out, which will be sometime tomorrow morning.
It'll be Friday morning.
Yeah. Probably our talks are already online. So go check it out.
Yeah, so absolutely. There'll be a link in the show notes to the YouTube channel. I know there will at least around 70 videos that are available.
Yeah, everything from day one is there for sure. From day two, most of it will be by then. So go check it out. There's a lot of things to learn. And if you're around, come say hi.
Come say hi. Yeah, if you're here, come say hi. We have stickers. We have T-shirts. Love talking to everyone who's involved in the podcast. So that's it, right? Check out the podcast. We've got daily episodes. There's blog posts on the Google Cloud blog. There's YouTube videos, the Udacity courses, there's Code Labs.
Literally, you cannot be bored.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to do.
So for all of those that are here, come say hi. For all of those that are far away from San Francisco, go check all of those resources out. Bunch of links in the show notes. And no matter where you are, talk to you all tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.